Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert sex advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com. And while you're there, you can check out our complete podcast archive with over 110 episodes now. Amazing. And if you're ready to master new erotic skills, definitely check out our online courses, which are designed to help you master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home at your own pace. We cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking. And you can use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about two versions of a sex act that can bring a lot of heat and passion to your sex life. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Matt writes, "Ladies, love the podcast." Thanks, Matt. "My wife has never pleasured herself. We've been married for 12 years. We are in our late 30s with 3 kids and have sex about once every 2 weeks. My wife comes from a very conservative family with very conservative values. I come from a more bohemian family and am a very sensuous man. Things were hot and heavy until we got married and had our first child. Our bedroom play started a steady decline after that. After our third child was born, our bedroom was dead. I was resentful that she had no desire for me, and she was burdened with guilt by not feeling up to it. It froze our sex life out. Enter the Pleasure Mechanics."
Woohoo!
I love it. "By incorporating techniques and strategies gleaned from many of your first 100 podcasts, I have brought life back to our bedroom." Oh, this is music to my ears, Matt. "Sensual massage, flirting, keeping the fire smouldering, non-sexual touching have brought us closer and turned things around. But we are still only intimate about once every 2 weeks. I want more for both her and I. I get the greatest pleasure when I pleasure another person. Recently, I tried to initiate sex and she turned me down. She was too tired. I said, 'Okay, I'm going to bed, but give me about 10 minutes before you come up so I can take care of myself.' That piqued her interest. She walked in on me masturbating and told me not to stop. She watched me masturbate until she was so turned on she finished me off. It was a profound moment for both of us. I asked her when she was going to let me watch her masturbate. She said she has never masturbated. I told her she should, but she said she has no desire to. I think this could take our intimacy and pleasure up to another level. Do you have any strategies to help me encourage my wife to start masturbating? Or should I leave it alone and not put her under more pressure to do something she claims to have no desire for? Thanks, ladies. You have already helped us immensely. Keep up the good work." Matt, thank you so much for this. I mean, it's really amazing to hear that our podcasts are making such a difference. And congratulations to you for putting the practices into action. Because you can listen to these and not take action and then they do no good. So it's so exciting to hear that you've really gleaned what you can and made a huge difference in your relationship. I just am so happy to hear this.
Mm-hmm. And having sex every 2 weeks with 3 small kids... is no small thing. That should be considered a victory. A lot of people would love that frequency. So you're obviously doing a lot of things right. And I love this story. There's so much about it. And what we really want to focus on is this idea of the role of masturbation in your relationship. And we're going to take it to the next level of mutual masturbation. Because part of what you're asking is how to initiate more sex and get more sexual connection between the two of you. And then the other part of what you're asking is it important if she masturbates and how you can encourage that without shoulding her? Because this idea of shoulding on people, you should do this, you should do that, is never pleasant. And especially when it comes to sex, having your partner should on you is not usually a strategy that leads to anything good. And what it sounds like is you really love her, you want to encourage her sensuality, you want to encourage her to be a more sexual person, especially because she comes from a conservative background. But insisting that she masturbates is not the way to do that. What we're going to suggest instead is that you continue to build on the positive experiences and encourage more sensuality and sexuality between the two of you by doing the things that work for you rather than insisting she starts masturbating. Is the story you shared with us about you took your pleasure into your own hands because she wasn't up for sex and you masturbated, she walked in on you, and you guys ended up having a really intimate, pleasurable experience. That worked because you were in your own truth and taking charge of your own sexual experience, and then she joined you. You created an invitation that she then stepped into. And this is a very specific example of what we talk about a lot on this show, is the idea that sexuality is your own and you are responsible for your own sexuality. And only from that place can someone else join you in a pleasurable partnered experience. So good for you for doing that and for being vulnerable enough to let yourself be seen and invite her into that sexual experience. It sounds like it was really hot, and it was hot for a reason.
Mutual masturbation is a term that is used for two different things. One is masturbating next to each other, so both of you touching yourselves while you are next to each other. And the other is hand sex on one another. You're using your hands on somebody else. So this is, it's sort of confusing because there are these two different acts that have the same name in our culture.
Right, and what we're going to encourage you to do is try both, because they both have a very unique sexual charge and can be part of a very awesome sex life in different ways. So let's start with the first definition of mutual masturbation, which is masturbating in front of one another. You've experimented with this inadvertently, and it created a really intimate experience. So how about doing more of that? Inviting her to watch you masturbate, or doing the same strategy of saying, all right, I'm going to go take care of myself, drop in if you want, and creating that opening for her to participate and witness you masturbating. For a lot of people, masturbation, well, for most people, masturbation is a really intensely private act. And the idea of someone seeing you masturbate is really emotionally charged. And that's precisely why it's hot. Getting vulnerable in front of your lover and taking that risk creates a thrill that can create a spike of arousal for both of you.
It's also a fantastic way to have a partner who is tired and feeling exhausted in general and not sourcing any desire or interest in sex on their own, be able to be part of an erotic experience with absolutely no pressure or obligation to do anything. And this can be a really great part of including and connecting, and you used it perfectly. And I love Chris's suggestion of, I'm going to go take care of myself, but please drop in if you want to, so that it can stay private or be an invitation as feels right at different moments.
And here are a few variations on it to keep it hot. She can simply watch from the other side of the room and be aroused by your own arousal. You can also invite her to give you orders and command you. So you're stroking yourself, but she's in charge of what you're doing. So she can say faster, or change the stroke to this, or touch your own nipples, or whatever that looks like. And that puts her in charge of your stroking, is a great practice in erotic communication, and can be really fun to kind of boss one another around in a sexy way. And then you mentioned wanting her to masturbate in front of you, and this might be really scary for her, especially if she's come from a conservative background. She probably has had a lot of very negative messages about masturbation, which is why she claims to have never done it. So one thing you could try to do is mutual masturbation in the dark. So turn off the lights, lie on the bed, and you're comfortable masturbating, so you go for it. And then just invite her, if she wants to let her hands touch her body in any way, it doesn't have to be full clitoral stroking, and just listen to one another's arousal. And because it's in the dark and you don't have that visual stimulation, other senses wake up and you'll hear one another's breath and moans, and maybe in that shroud of darkness, she will feel comfortable letting her hands wander.
So you're saying set the parameters that she could play with her clit, but just touch her own body in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to get comfortable with that idea.
Right. Maybe she'll just stroke her arms. Maybe she'll touch her own breasts. Maybe she'll just hold herself while she listens to you and gets aroused by hearing your arousal. And because the lights are out, it creates a safety zone. And do this a few times and see if she is interested in starting to explore her own arousal through masturbation. If you use sex toys during your partnered play, you can also encourage her to use sex toys while you masturbate alongside her in the dark. But the idea here is for you to continue doing what you do and what worked well for the two of you, but inviting her into that experience in these incremental steps.
In a no pressure, do what feels right for you kind of way.
Right. No shoulding, but just creating incremental invitations into erotic experiences that will be positive for you. Another idea you can do is to stroke yourself with one hand and her with the other. So you're lying next to each other and you're masturbating with one hand and then using your other hand just to touch her whole body, to start moving into arousing her. And within that experience, you may then say, show me what you like, or how could this feel even better, or what do you want me to do to you? And so you're creating that side-by-side experience, one hand on your body, one hand on hers, and then putting her in charge of telling you what to do while you're touching her.
Which, it's possible that she may not know what she likes. And again, you don't have to take this all the way to trying to get to orgasm necessarily. It could be more of a light touching and just exploring her body and letting her feel sensation, but not necessarily be goal-oriented to orgasm or even necessarily clitoral touch.
Uh-huh.
Just a full body touch can just feel so delicious and can begin to wake up arousal. So,
and you're creating this circuit between the two of you that is fueling both of your arousal, and tell her that touching her is turning you on. I love the feeling of your skin. Your skin is so soft. I love the curve of your breasts. If you're telling her what feels good about touching her, that will probably start piquing her arousal as well.
Or even that you just love that she's there with you.
Yes. So affirming her presence, making her an active participant in your masturbation, and taking these incremental steps towards mutual masturbation, which may or may not happen. It might be a few years down the road. Who knows? But you're using your own masturbation and that arousal as fuel for a partnered experience. Okay, so the other definition of mutual masturbation is hand sex. Using your hands to stimulate your partner, either one at a time or together. And this is also called hand jobs and fingering or even erotic massage. And as listeners of this podcast know, this is one of our absolute favorite all-time sex acts that we think has been wildly underestimated. And we know and we teach the skills to create peak erotic experiences using your hands to stimulate your partner.
Right, but I do want to add that erotic massage as a whole is an experience that includes this but has way more in it.
Right.
Right.
But sometimes people use that as shorthand.
I just want to make sure that erotic massage gets the glory that it deserves. Because you can have a great experience fingering and playing with hand jobs, but it's not inherently an erotic massage unless you're intentionally creating an erotic massage experience.
Absolutely. And while we're here, we teach these skills in our Foreplay Mastery course. You learn all of the skills to give the most amazing hand job ever and how to use your hands to turn a woman on with clitoral stimulation and G-spot stimulation. And within that course, we also have guides on erotic massage if you want to take this experience to that next level and give the full body experience of an erotic massage, which can be a transcendent, life-changing experience. So check that out. So using hand sex as a way of connecting, as a way of bringing one another to high states of arousal and orgasm, is a great option for couples because it's an alternative to intercourse. And one of the reasons women say no when sex is initiated is often because they don't feel like being penetrated. It's a big deal to let a cock inside your body. And if you're not in the mood for that, some women just say no as a blanket statement to avoid intercourse. When you have this other option, using your hands to create incredible sensations, arousal, and orgasm, maybe she'll say yes more often. And hand sex, mutual masturbation, can be a one-way experience or it can be a shared experience. And so she can learn how to use her hands to arouse you and bring you to orgasm without penetration, and you can learn how to do it for her. Taking turns is a beautiful thing. We learn it as children, and sometimes we forget in our adult sex lives that taking turns can be a way of sharing a really intimate experience, but focusing on one person's body at a time.
One of the benefits to exploring the foreplay course together is that it has videos where we take you through all of these different strokes for touching the clitoris, the vulva, and the G-spot area. And if somebody has never explored masturbation before, it can be really unintimidating to put on a video together and watch it together, and you do the strokes on her body, and then see if she just wants to try and do the strokes, and to move through the video and together explore each stroke. Because then you don't have to come up with it yourself, you're following something. It can just be a really easy, graceful way to move through exploring all different ways of touching. And it's a way that you can find new sensations really easily.
Right, and she can start by just giving you feedback on what feels best and how to make it feel even better. And the video gives you that language to say, I love that circular stroke on the shaft of my clitoris, do it even faster. And then over time, she might want to show you what feels even better or try the strokes out herself. So again, these incremental steps towards getting her to touch herself. And the videos, by the way, are non-pornographic. We demonstrate all of the strokes on lifelike replicas. And so a lot of people from all backgrounds say that they are really comfortable to watch with one another as a couple because they're not real people. You're not worried about if you're attracted to the actors or not. It's just all about the techniques. And you can watch them again and again, and they can be an amazing tool for learning how to give one another even more pleasure using your hands. And we call it foreplay mastery because a lot of people use hands as a form of foreplay before intercourse. But what we know, of course, is that this can be a complete erotic experience on its own. Women need direct clitoral stimulation to reach high states of arousal and orgasm, and there's no better tool for that than your hands. And so these videos allow you to master that skill and collaborate as a couple to get to those higher states of arousal. Once she's comfortable and you have this vocabulary about how to touch her anatomy for maximum pleasure, we also really encourage her to start touching herself during intercourse. And this might feel less charged than full-out masturbation, but it gets her hands on her vulva, it gets her used to stimulating her clitoris, and it makes intercourse way more pleasurable. So maybe suggest that and see if she'll go for that.
Yeah, that is such an important factor. And if you can let her know that you feel comfortable with that and you encourage her to explore her clitoris while you're making love, that can be, it's just such an important part of creating better sex for so many women. And I think a lot of people are way too intimidated to take it on themselves. So when the partner says, hey, I'm totally okay with this, if you want to go for it, anything that's bringing you more pleasure makes me happier. That's just a lovely environment for women to begin exploring that and trying that out themselves.
Right. Some people feel shy about it, but when you take the attitude that between us we have four hands, let's use them to create maximum pleasure for one another, then it creates an environment where touching yourself during sex is not only okay, it's encouraged. And by creating that circuit, you know, you mentioned that you have most pleasure when you're giving someone pleasure. A lot of people feel that way. That's a really common attitude.
Especially for men. And I think a lot of women don't know that or really don't realize that or really absorb that, that their pleasure is of the utmost importance in erotic encounters.
Right. And to create that circuit, you need to be able to receive your partner's attention and feel that pleasure so you can feed it back to them. And then you create this ongoing circuit of arousal together, which is how we all get high on sex, how we create those peak experiences. And so many people have this experience of their genitals are not being touched, but by giving their partner so much pleasure, you get high too. You get those oxytocin rushes, you get aroused yourself, and you are transported into another dimension of pleasure and can have a completely satisfying sexual experience, whether or not your body was touched much at all. And this is part of the beauty of taking turns. It's part of the beauty of learning non-intercourse ways of having sex, because when you have a bigger menu, it's easier to say yes more often. And especially when you're a stressed out, exhausted mother of three, maybe getting a full body massage and some arousing touch at the end of a day is exactly what she wants, but she doesn't have the language to ask for it. So start exploring these alternative forms of intimacy together, and you'll be able to say yes more often to this wider range of options.
We hear again and again that including both of these forms of mutual masturbation is a really essential part of keeping a sex life alive, especially for parents and new parents, because it is just an easier buy-in, if you will. It requires less energy, but can, as Chris was saying, keep the circuit going between the two of you. As we were talking earlier about not shooting on your wife, like, don't expect her necessarily to take on masturbating on her own. But hopefully you can use some of these invitations and tools to explore together and see if she enjoys discovering and exploring her body anew. When you've had a lifetime, it sounds like, of being told that sex is bad and wrong, it is a really huge moment to take on touching yourself in any form. So continue to be encouraging of her and tell her how beautiful she is and how turned on you are just seeing her explore her own pleasure. It sounds like you're already doing that, but keep going for it. And hopefully that in the space of your bedroom, she will continue to feel safer and safer. And hopefully the rigidity of how sex has been taught to her can continue to melt in your presence and in your acceptance and in the space of your love and desire.
Beautiful.
Go, Matt.
All right, I think we've given you enough to explore for the coming months. We would love to hear back from you, Matt, and hear how this goes. And if anyone else has an experience with mutual masturbation of either variety, the masturbating in front of one another or using your hands to turn one another on, we would love to hear it. And any of your questions, you can always be in touch with us over at pleasuremechanics.com. Also on our website, you'll find a sign up for our free weekly newsletter if you want a dose of erotic inspiration delivered straight to your inbox. And of course, our online courses, including the Foreplay Mastery course that we talked about in this episode, which is our best-selling course for a reason. It gives you so many amazing erotic techniques that will completely transform your sex life. And you'll find it at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the Foreplay Mastery or any other course of your choice. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.